You've been painting now full time since 2017, but prior to that, you did a double degree in visual arts and international relations at ANU. Tell us about your study. Was that a good course?
It was really good. I've always been good at, I've always enjoyed doing two things at once. And I always thought that my art would be political in nature, and it never has been. But yeah, I think there's, I don't know, I've always enjoyed studying. I could have been one of those people that just studied forever. I'm always interested in, I get lost in things. So yeah, I loved studying art and sort of being pushed in that more theoretical areas. And then I loved politics and international relations and languages, and so it was good. I don't think it never led me anywhere, but I enjoyed
Yeah,
it. Does
you enjoy it. And
that
that how? Yeah, no, totally,
count?
totally. I would say there are many, many people who have studied things that have potentially never led them anywhere, but
I
they had a
didn't,
really, they enjoyed it.
yeah, I didn't actually think about the job part at the end of it all.
And so in 2017, you started painting full time. And I guess the pieces of your work that stick out for me at the moment, well, each of the series, so the series of works that I've followed you on have been the florals, the flowers, and then the cloudscapes. And then I have one of your Fridas. You do really wonderful Frida Kahlo paintings. And throughout your work, with the florals and the clouds, you have this sense of escapism that you talk about. What is it about escapism that draws you in to your work?
I really like textures and details and getting lost in something. And for me, that's what painting was for a long time. It was sort of, I could just paint for hours and not think about anything else. And I guess both flowers and clouds for me have got that textural element. So they're completely different. But yeah, it wasn't about anything other than capturing colors and textures and a sense of something.
Tell us about your process because you create paintings that are very real. I would almost go as far to say is they're not hyper realistic, but they're very real. And so how do you achieve that look?
I use a lot of layers and I take a really long time. Sometimes I'm always a time optimist and think that I'll get things done before I do. Basically a process of many, many layers. So I sort of start up quite thick and loose with the initial layers, sort of just finding general shapes and highlights and then gradually add more and more detail, or with the clouds, sort of adding layers of depth, the sort of different shades of blue, and then adding like the real highlights of white at the end. And I feel like the flowers are probably similar, but it's sort of just more and more detail. Yeah, so I find it interesting that you think they're hyper real, because I always look at them and think, oh, I haven't quite gotten there. And I look at hyper realistic painters and think, oh, I'd love to be that sort of painter. But I always, yeah, it's so interesting to hear other people's opinions on your work.
Yeah, no, I think it's amazing what you achieve. Like I was showing it to one girlfriend, and particularly the cloud, one of the cloud paintings, and she was like, "I'm not really looking for fine art photography." And I was like, "No, it's not fine art photography. Julie's a painter." And I guess this is the challenge with looking at art through Instagram, right? Is that and I've had many other artists say this to me that, Instagram is that fantastic platform for building an audience and showcasing their work, but there really is no substitute for seeing a piece in the flesh.
And I think that's why it's so important to have your presence in some galleries as well. I think for the people buying your work, but just also just the building an audience. There's nothing like seeing paintings in real life, the way that the light hits them and being able to stand back from them, because you can only really view online like one, like you're always looking at whatever angle the artist has given you, but you can't get any distance, any further distance than what you've got.